This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here in the studio, beautiful Keene, New Hampshire tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We have got an interesting discussion here, Chris, because you were involved today in these protests that happened across the country. You weren't one of the protesters. However, you were a counter-protester. If what was described to me is accurate, I didn't make it out today to the what apparently were nationwide protests called March for Our Lives, where, according to some in the media, the AP's reporting, hundreds of thousands of people came out nationwide to protest guns. And you were there, I heard, with a handmade sign that said something about, I own an AR, ask me questions or something like that?
Well, it was a two-sided sign, so I could flip it back and forth. And one side said, I'm pro-A, let's pro-2A, let's talk.
Second Amendment.
And the other side of it said, ask me about my AR-15, exclamation point.
Now, you came up with this relatively quickly because you didn't even know this was happening until last minute, right?
Yeah, I had no idea. We were on our way into work in our shop here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, and drive through Central Square, kind of our town square.
That's
and
where everybody has a protest if they're going to have one.
Yeah, hundreds of people were there.
Hundreds, okay, because I heard maybe 100 or so.
I'd be surprised, yeah. I'd say 100 to 200, maybe.
That's a lot of people for little old Central Square. I mean, we're talking about a town of 23,000 people here. It's not...
Right.
You don't see that many people protesting down there that often. The last time we had numbers like that in Central Square would have been 2009, probably, with the 420s that were going
right
there.
Right, I would say that's the case, because I had trouble walking, finding pathways through Central Square.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was really jammed up. I saw two police officers there. That was it.
Yep.
And everybody else was there. The bulk of people were holding signs saying, you know, enough is enough, and you know, am I next? And
so there were
the
at least
thing.
Two armed people there. The police officers were
three,
were there. And you were present as well.
Yeah. My girlfriend was all freaked out. She's like, oh, what if they mob you? I'm like. She says, I'm going to be the only one, like, armed there. I'm, like, the safest person there could be. So, it kind of was what it was. The reason I said, I would not describe what I did as a counter-protest.
No.
I just wanted to go engage people who were so vehemently against the idea of people being able to defend themselves. They have different reasons that they'll tell you about. They'll all tell you how much they support the Second Amendment.
Oh, really?
Very much so. But, right, and there's always a big but.
But people who are mentally ill, but people who are felons, but people who
right,
are...
Right, and how do we do that? And I heard that over and over. Everybody who came up to me, I'm pro-Second Amendment, too, and we must do something. We have to do something.
What were they suggesting? Did they have any ideas as far as what that something should be?
We have to, I'd say, an overwhelmingly... I heard it over and over was, we have to do something about mental health. Like, okay.
Put them on an island.
For example. No, it was like, well, you know, if people, should we have to keep the guns out of the hands of people shouldn't have guns? And I'm like, okay, well, let's have a conversation about that. That's what I was there to do, was just to initiate conversations with people that I'm 180 degrees opposed to their point of view. And that's fun for me. So it was... They never had specifics, like, well, you know, well, we have to do universal background checks, and we brought up a statistic, excuse me, a couple days ago, where out of 848,000 rejections through the NICS system, the total number of prosecutions for people attempting, and the NICS system is, when you go to purchase a gun, that's the database system that the feds run your name through mm-hmm. to see if you have a felony or if you've been, you know, put in a mental institution against your will and all these different things. If you've been dishonorably discharged from the military. And out of 848,000 odd rejections at the first attempt, they had only prosecuted 498 people for actually violating the law.
Okay.
So, in other words, we have an immense problem with false positives. That's the issue. So, you know, I want universal background checks. Well, I'd share that statistic and say, you know, you're trying to throw more and more people into this. And really, how do you police? How do you require a background check in a private sale? How do you enforce that? And when you start asking these questions, let's say, okay, let's just say we do that. How are you going to enforce that? And there are no answers because it's an impossibility. I talked a lot about black markets, and if you want to, you know, remove them from being legally regulated and make them illegal, then okay, you're going to drive
them underground.
Exactly, just like alcohol and just like drugs. So,
which some of them probably have some understanding of, I imagine. I'm just speculating here.
Yes.
Some of the people who are against guns might be in favor of some drug legalization, so they may have a grasp on at least a little bit of about prohibition.
Yep. Talked a lot about slippery slopes and, you know, the idea that if someone is declared, you know, for whatever reason, you know, too mentally ill to own a gun, it puts the wrong incentives in place. You know, for the person who should get help, they may not want to lose their right to own a gun, so they may not seek help. And that's a dangerous thing if somebody is really unbalanced. And it incentivizes psychiatrists and healthcare professionals to go to the extreme and assume that anybody, you know, God forbid, if Bob walks out of here and he buys a gun, even though he's not that depressed, you know, what if he goes and shoots up a school? You know, I'm going to get sued and I'm going to lose my license. So we put into place all these sort of perverse incentives that make that untenable to work. And it was just a lot of that. It's easy for me because I'm kind of a gun rights guy, and you know, I've heard every, you know, possible argument pro and con, and a lot of these folks, you know, this is their first time really getting into it, other than saying black rifle bad.
Now, when you say it's their first time, was this a mostly younger crowd, or was it sort of the old Democrats that had turned out and dragged along their grandchildren or something like that? What was your impression?
It was a real mix. So the conversations I had ranged with from people that I would say were in their early 20s to people that were in their 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the older ones, I think, it sort of reminds me of someone I know who's just like, you know, if we just do something, then we can put this behind us. It's sort of like they're tired of hearing about it. So ban something, get it over with, and then we could all move on. So
yeah, it's not that easy, though.
It's not. And the question is are any of these proposals going to be successful? Are they going to save lives? And I talked a lot today about the war on drugs. You know, for some reason, people in this country get really upset when they see white mothers from suburbs on TV bemoaning the loss of their child. And that's a horrible thing. You know, school shooting is a devastating thing, and I did not make light of that at all. But, you know, when you have, you know, 30 kids killed in Chicago, which has some of the strictest gun laws in America.
You just mean on the streets, like shootings?
Yeah,
kind of thing?
Yeah, over a couple weekends in summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those lives are just as important to me as the lives of students or the lives of soldiers or the lives of anyone. You know, I just, you know, so.
So was the response, I mean, from the people that you talked to, was there any hostile response?
Yes. But it was minimal.
Most people were pretty respectful.
Yeah. You know how I talk. I mean, I'm not a confrontational person. I want to have conversations with people. I don't want to get into screaming matches.
Right.
There were a couple of people there that absolutely wanted to get into a screaming match. That I'd hear somebody yell, "Hey, AR-15, come here," because they saw my sign.
Right.
And then it would just be, "Yeah, what do you have to say?" And then just a stream of, "You're an idiot and you're the problem," and this is what's wrong with America, and why can't, and how come, answer this and this and that. See, you can't even answer one of my questions. I love it.
All right, so we're going to come back here. You can share your thoughts. Were you out in the streets today with these protesters? How was your experience? Were you one of the protesters? What were you there for? What was your message? Because obviously not everybody is the same who is attending these events. 855-450 Free Like Freedom, 855-450-3733, or Skype in at lrn.fm, Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room that you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. And that will get you connected with us. You can get on the radio to talk about whatever's on your mind. But also, we started out discussing, we still have much more to talk about with these protests going on today across the United States. Chris, you showed up here in Keene, New Hampshire, relatively small town of 23,000 people. Mm-hmm. But there were at least a couple to 200 people out in Central Square this morning for a protest that was part of a much larger nationwide movement called March for Our Lives. We'll tell you more about that. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. And I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu. Part of what we're doing here on Free Talk Live is getting people connected with the Liberty community. And one way to do that is to find out which businesses in your area are pro-freedom, freedom-friendly. Do you want to spend money with a socialist, or do you want to spend money with somebody who actually cares about freedom? You can find out who those people are by going to Liberty.menu. It is a tool exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Liberty.menu allows you to list your business. It allows you to list any kind of events that you might have coming up, digital content, and more. You can rate, you can review, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect there as well. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu, and while you're at it, you can use code FTL and get a special badge on the site. That's liberty.menu, and like I said, it is free to use, so feel free, head on over there. So you were at this protest event today, Chris. You said you weren't doing a counter-protest, but by anybody's, you know, quick look, it would have probably appeared as though you were. You did have a sign advertising that you were an AR-15 owner and, hey, come on over and talk to me. You got questions?
Yep.
And so you went down there. Were you there for the whole 2 hours?
I got there about 10:30.
So most of the whole...
And I was actually there after it had entirely closed out because I was talking to some elderly lady about her thoughts and feelings, and it was just really interesting. When I remember talking to her specifically about how many people die by rifle, which is what this whole thing is really about, versus how many people die by, you know, hands and feet or by blunt objects or by knives, and
sure,
how using the FBI's own numbers on reported deaths that rifles are kind of dwarfed by those two or three categories. And pointing out that, you know, and I would always get the response about throughout any statistic, almost with anybody, it's like, well, yeah, you can quote me NRA numbers. I'm like, I'm not quoting you NRA numbers. I'm not a member of the NRA, but I will quote you numbers from the Department of Justice or from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which maintains a, you know, uniform crime statistics for the entire country. So these are things, and I can't remember how many times I said, you know, I'm going to throw out numbers, and I'm going to throw out facts and things like that, but don't believe me. Double-check me.
Sure. Why not?
And that was interesting. I just, in things that are this divisive, I just like to have that opportunity to try to understand, is there something else? Is there something I'm missing? You know what I mean? This involves taking away the rights of legal gun owners. You know, that's what this boils down to.
They're in favor of the Second Amendment.
Yes, they told me that over and over. But at some point, you are going to infringe on people's right to keep and bear arms, which is only a piece of paper protection saying that our government shall not do things that take away this natural right of self-defense that you, Ian, myself, and every listener possesses from the time we are born.
Have done those things. I mean, they have done all kinds of things to take away those rights.
Of course.
All of the licensing, all of the permission begging,
yep,
all of the rules, all the prohibitions on felons. I mean, there's so many different examples of ways the Second Amendment has already been violated.
Right.
They're just talking about taking more steps towards more violations, deeper into violations of the Second Amendment.
Which is where at one point I said, you know, I really appreciate you coming out here and exercising your First Amendment right to freedom of assembly and freedom of speech.
They like that one.
That's great. But how about if a court ruled that contrary, you know, speech that is contrary to the Second Amendment, which has been decided in the courts, you know, DC v. Heller and all these other cases, that this is a constitutional right, that it is now against the law to hold protests against the Constitution or parts of the Constitution. How about that?
Venezuela.
That's true. But how would you feel about that if that were to hypothetically happen? I'd be completely opposed to that, I'm sure you would be too. So, you know, trying to use other amendments and other rights as a way of expressing that this is one that I'm willing to defend.
Well, now, there was a related story that came out about that this week. I guess it was pretty recent. Anti-gun activist David Hogg, who made, a bit of a name for himself as one of the students at that Florida high school where there was a mass shooting a few weeks ago, where I believe 17 people died. He's been sort of the media darling ever since then. Apparently, he's upset at a violation of his constitutional rights coming soon from the very school that he's attending. They have made a new, according to the superintendent of the Broward County Public Schools, there's a new policy, which they're calling a solution to thwart future gun violence. This according to TheBlaze.com. The superintendent said that following student spring break, only clear backpacks would be permitted at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And Mr. David Hogg, who apparently has been making headlines today for his appearances, and I think he was in D.C. or something like that, at these various different rallies, he has now spoken out against the backpack policy, saying that the move infringes on students' constitutional rights.
Oh, no.
So he's saying that the policy change will infringe on their First and Fourth Amendment rights, says that students shouldn't feel as if they're going to school at a prison, and cited privacy concerns of female students who may not want other students to see their feminine products.
Hold on. Half these solutions have to do with, okay, we need to put more armed guards inside of our schools. Mm-hmm. We need to make more fences. We need to make more secure entries into the school. We need bulletproof doors for our school.
Well, maybe you're not against those too. I don't know.
No, I know, but these are what I hear from the anti-gun side. You know, we need to do all these things too, plus take your guns.
Yeah, so he's not happy about the turning the school into a prison, which, of course, we would argue that it already is and already has been for a while, but making it more overtly prison-like is disturbing to him. The thing is, you don't get it both ways, dude. You either give up your rights, all of them, or, you know, you have your rights. It's one or the other. And if he's upset, and he's rightfully upset, I'm not saying he's wrong. He's absolutely right that this is a violation of your privacy, having to walk around with a clear backpack on.
Which no one sells.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Apparently, the school is having to go out and find a source for these. Yeah.
More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. We'll tell you more about it coming up here. Your thoughts, your calls, certainly welcome. If you were out and about today and you saw these protests or you were involved in them, definitely want to hear from you. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget to check out Zencash. If you are interested in cryptocurrencies, you're looking at the different options out there as far as, you know, what else besides Bitcoin should you get into? Zencash, definitely something to consider. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash is one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. That means it's more secure, more difficult to take down. It is an end-to-end encrypted system, meaning you can send money secretly, because they've got zero knowledge anonymity with Zencash. But you can also send messages encrypted with Zencash. You go to zencash.com, you can learn more from their white paper. It is created by voluntarists. They've actually put voluntarism into the white paper. These are libertarians. These are people that understand economics. They understand freedom. They're the people who created Zencash. So go and learn more about it. They've got some of the best technologies. They're working on decentralized autonomous organizations to help run the currency. And you can still get in pretty much on the ground floor of this thing. Go to zencash.com. Once again, that's zencash.com, as we're going to your calls and thoughts, as thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, according to the AP, have gotten into the streets today across the United States protesting guns. Your thoughts are welcome. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Tom's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Tom.
Good evening. How are you?
Excellent. Go ahead.
Great.
Yeah, I'm I'm a retired military gun owner. I have a couple of questions and suggestions for Chris, I guess.
Sure.
Hey, I don't actually personally own any semi-automatic rifles. And I have a little trouble understanding, I guess, why someone would need to be able to fire 150 rounds in 6 minutes, as was done in Parkland, Florida.
That's how many rounds were fired in 6 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah.
The
question, that's an extraordinary number, and that would be, that's not that fast of a mag change. I'm just trying to imagine what it would be. From my point of view, I have this right, and this right is supposedly protected by the Constitution. And like you, I'm a former military, and I took the same oath that you did. Were you enlisted or were you an officer?
I was a naval officer.
Oh, okay. So actually, we did not take the same oath. You took the officer's oath. I took the enlisted oath. But that was to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And the Second Amendment is very clear that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that has been upheld in the courts as recently as D.C. v. Heller. So it's at least clear to me that I have the right to own this type of weapon. And that doesn't mean I have to justify why I need it. To you, no offense, this is not to you or to anybody else or to the government. It's the fact that I can't possess it. Now, to me, being a libertarian-minded guy and also, I would say, a constitutionally-minded person, I look to that as my single defense against a government that is likely to get out of control, as governments have in the past. They become tyrannical. I want to possess as close to the same technology as my government does. And when we talk about when the Second Amendment was written, it wasn't about protecting the rights of people to shoot deer. It was about protecting them from a standing army should one arise. And that was made very clear in the ratifying documents. And
which the U.S. government wasn't supposed to have, by the way. They weren't supposed to have a standing army.
Right.
They do now.
Right. Now, you had the Federalists that were really promoting the idea of a standing army and the Anti-Federalists that were opposing it. And the Second Amendment comes about as sort of a way of answering that, to say, no, even if a standing army were to arise, if we are unable to prevent it, which arguably we have been because we have a militarized police force and we have a lot of military bases on our soil, then the public should have the same thing that they had in, 1789, and that was basic equivalent technology to what the military possesses. So well, there's that. The other thing, and this came up in a conversation today, it's like, well, when would you ever use your AR-15 at the house? And I looked at him, and I said, you've just been telling me about how there's, tens of millions of AR-15s out there, and they're all a problem. How about if I get robbed in a home invasion by somebody with an AR-15?
What if it's a gang of people?
Well, I'm just saying this one example. You keep telling me about how many of these guns are out on the streets, and what if one of those guys decides to rob me or rob my store with one? Should I not be able, should I be denied the ability to answer a lethal threat with a similar level of lethality?
Good question. Tom, what do you think?
Well, there's a lot to unpack there, but I'm not a big slippery slope guy, and I'm not a big tyrannical government guy. I mean, I don't think everybody with AR-15 could stand up to tanks and armored personnel carriers and hand grenades and RPGs and all that anyway. But getting back to the point, I don't have any problem. I'm not going to say I can't personally see why someone would need that, but if someone has a desire for that, that's fine. I think here's where a possible solution comes in, and I know you guys are big slippery slopes, so you probably won't take this with much credibility, but
it
seemed to me if someone has a desire and they feel they have a right, which is fine, to own a high-velocity semi-automatic rifle with a high-capacity magazine, then just like they want to have the ability to conceal carry, then there's no I don't see where there's a problem with them getting a special permit to do that, like they would.
Why should someone have to ask permission to exercise a right?
Well, I'm not. I mean, I don't know why you have to ask permission to have a concealed carry.
You don't. You shouldn't have to. And in New Hampshire, you don't have to. We live in a place here in Vermont next door is similar.
And Maine.
Where you do not. Yeah, you're right. Maine also changed that. Where you do not have to ask permission to exercise the right to concealed carry, nor do you have to ask permission to exercise the right to open carry a gun. And you know what? Everything's fine here.
I don't mind asking permission, and I think for.
Well, then you don't mind giving up your rights. You're a person who doesn't mind giving up your rights because as soon as you ask for permission, you've converted a right into a privilege. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah, well, I can see the difference between a privilege and a right, yes.
Right. The difference for those that aren't clear on this is that when you have a right, you don't have to ask permission. It's your right. You just exercise it. When you have a privilege, that means you have to beg from somebody who's a politician or bureaucrat in order to get their permission to do a thing. So therefore, you don't have a right in that case.
Yeah. And I believe me, I understand.
All laws are restrictions on rights, is what you're saying.
Well, many, many are. But I just want to say I appreciate your point of view. And people are looking for this compromise. They are looking for some solution that will be able to take to the people that are anti-Black Rifle and say, go ahead.
The reason I say that is two reasons. I mean, it's not going to stop mass killings, but I think everybody recognizes that the body count would be restricted and go down. If you can't fire 150 rounds in 6 minutes, there's less chance you're going to kill as many people.
What would make you think that would stop? What laws would stop people?
I'm not going to stop, and I'm just saying if that were the case, that would be your result.
If what were the case?
Go ahead.
If there was a law that was passed, or if people were agreeable to having a special permit.
I'm going to interrupt you here real quickly. Can you specify what that law would entail? Would that be a ban on high capacity?
Like a concealed carry permit.
Okay, so somebody has to go take a course. Okay, somebody has to go get a permit and say, okay, now I can possess.
You have to get a permit to buy a firearm now, correct?
No, sir. Not in New Hampshire. Your local firearms laws may vary, but here I can buy from a private individual, no problem, no permission.
Oh, sure. I'm talking about from a federally licensed gun dealer.
Well, why would that matter? I mean, you're saying here you want to pass some sort of law that's going to keep high-capacity magazines out of the hands of people, and I'm just asking you, how is that going to stop that? People can buy things on the black market. Right. You understand that, right?
I'm not saying keep them out of the hands of people.
He's saying
that they
get a permit.
If they want, they have a concealed carry permit.
I'm not going to ask permission. Thanks for the call. More
I've said
up.
It many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can dial in toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in if you like. That Skype username, lrn.fm. And here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
We've been talking about rights, specifically gun rights, but rights from the larger perspective. We were just discussing privileges versus rights. And many of the people who are in favor of all these gun restrictions are in favor of eliminating the right to bear arms. They're in favor of having a privilege to bear arms. It will be granted to you by the government, which, of course, doesn't exactly have the longest and greatest, shiniest history of protecting people's freedoms and rights from oppression, and in point of fact is the organization that tends to violate people's freedoms the most. You may have something to worry about from the common criminal, but if you definitely want to be concerned about somebody hurting you, the government is, of course, far more likely to aggress against you in some sort of way, whether it's to threaten you over the business that you want to run, or to threaten you over the things you want to own or possess or bear. Then the government is the go-to organization to crush your freedoms. And that's one of the reasons why some people say they need to have the ability to defend themselves against the government. And Chris, moments ago you were saying that shouldn't you have the ability to have weapons that are at the very least coming close to what the government has to bear against you.
Right.
When you were talking about your right to bear an AR-15, for instance. One of our chatters in the Twitch chat room over at twitch.lrn.fm, 3Ps, says an AR-15 has no match against an armored personnel carrier and 50 cals. So should you be able to own a 50 cal and an armored personnel carrier?
My answer would be yes. I mean, what is this? This is your slippery slope, and the slippery slope starts in modern era in 1934 with the passage of the original Gun Control Act that made it illegal to own automatic weapons and things like that. That was a response to what violence created from prohibition of alcohol, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we had this, and then you had stupid laws that said things like, a cane gun is illegal, which is still on the books, you know.
Wow.
Or that you cannot have a silencer on a gun, which does nothing except protect your hearing. You know, these really ridiculous things, or a shotgun has to be of a certain length, or a rifle barrel has to be of a certain length, which makes zero sense to me, because if you the shorter a rifle barrel becomes,
the less accurate
it is. So it seems like I should at least be free enough to make my gun less effective. how could they object to that, right?
We're going
to
continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Ocean Shores, Washington, where Gordon is listening to KBKW. Hello, Gordon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
How are you, guys?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Great. Well, I've gotten in discussions many times with reference to why people want the automatic or semi-automatic weapons. And every time it's always the same thing. Why do you need to have a weapon that is semi-automatic? Why do you need to be able to have a weapon that can have a bump stock so that you can fire it multiple times?
Right.
Why do you need to have a machine gun? Why do you need to have all these different things? You can't hunt with it. You can't take it out and do much with it except to just shoot it.
I can help with
and
the semi.
My response is quite simple. I'll ask everybody out there who has a vehicle that can do over 70 miles an hour, 75 miles an hour,
yep,
100 miles an hour, 125 miles an hour, 150 miles an hour. Why do you need a vehicle that it exceeds the lawful speed limit of 75 in some places of the country? Why do you need to have that vehicle that has a V8 in it,
right,
that can take and go 0 to 60? Why do you need it? Why,
right,
do you need a vehicle that gets you from Seattle to L.A. in 12 hours? Why do you need it?
Well, our previous caller answered that. You should just have to go through and get special licensing from the government
to have that
vehicle that goes over 75 miles an hour.
Then let's do that, and that means that you're going to have 90% of the vehicles, actually more than that,
because right,
every car that I've ever driven, with the exception of one or two, will definitely go over 80.
Right.
And so if you're going to get a special permit, that means everybody in all the states need to have special permits to have a vehicle that will go over 75 miles an hour. Why do you want it? And the answers that I get is, well, it's fun to drive. It's better performance.
Mm.
Well, because it's more comfortable. Well, because I feel safer. Okay. So I'm going to use those same arguments. If I have my weapon that I can take and I can shoot, that'll take in bump stock, and I'm out there wanting to shoot tin cans, bottles, and old computer screens, it's fun to shoot.
It is fun to do bump firing. It is.
It is. You can take it out there and you can have a whole bunch of targets up and you can just
hit any of them.
You want.
Maybe one.
Well, it's fun.
Proficiently, you could if you learn how to do it. I know,
right,
in the Marine Corps I could do it.
With a bump fire?
Well, not with a bump stock, but I mean with
the automatic. That's what I'm saying. Bump firing is fun. But it's not accurate.
Right.
Okay, fine. But
yeah.
But the fact is, regardless of accuracy, the fact is it's fun to shoot.
Right.
Yeah.
I like to shoot it. I like to be able to have something that I can do with that.
And you should be able to pursue your happiness in a so-called free country. Thanks, Gordon, for the call.
Appreciate
Great
it.
Point tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And if, you know, putting a bump stock on, or in my case, I had an AK-47. I didn't have a bump stock. There's just a way you can fire that, which they call bump firing, and all
right,
you have to do is hold your trigger finger in the same place and pull the gun forward.
Right.
And it will automatically just keep firing.
It'll start
until you
bouncing off your shoulder, and that's bump firing. So, yeah, you can do all these things.
You don't even need to hold it on your shoulder. Like, you can hold it at belt level if you want.
Right.
You just keep pushing it forward,
right,
and it will just keep on firing until the magazine is empty.
The point is, in all this, all these discussions, is they don't save lives.
No.
You know, they don't. You can start banning accessories and things like that. And, you know, I was talking to somebody about, you know, why do you need a gun that has that caliber and can do that? I said, have you ever heard of the, you know, Ruger Mini 14 Ranch rifle? That was a popular rifle where I was from because it was relatively compact, had a wooden stock, 5.56, you know, great for varmints and stuff like that. And it had a magazine. So, you know, you could load a 20-round magazine into it. and that is functionally and lethally identical to an AR-15, but it just looks like a hunting rifle. It looks like a varmint, like a short varmint rifle, but it is the same. ARs have plastic hardware on them, and ooh, some of them come in scary black and things like that, but, you know, it's just absurd, and you can ban one thing, and if somebody is determined to cause harm to someone else, they're going to find another way to do it.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Daniel. He's in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Daniel. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, yes, sir.
If I seem to run off a little bit, go ahead and stop me. But basically, my call was in response to the caller before last. You guys were talking about how I'm so tired of hearing people always saying that the idea of fighting a tyrannical government is so archaic and of the old days and just seemingly of those tinfoil hat-wearing types. Mm-hmm. When the fact is we have current data and information on things happening like that today, right now. And my not just Venezuela, but you asked him a question. You said something to him, and the question was that you asked him, wouldn't you like to have the same or similar weaponry to that of the state that you have to fight against? And my answer to that is that I'm pretty sure that those Syrian people on the streets fighting against that government, I'm pretty sure they would have loved to have had those weaponry at the very onset of the civil disturbances that created the problems that we have today. So this whole idea that somehow we can never rise up against the government is absolutely disgraceful that people think this way. Venezuela is another good point where basically the state has the monopoly on violence, and once that happens, all other rights can be voided, annihilated, basically taken away.
Yeah, those people are living in a nightmare because they are completely helpless. It is illegal to own guns, personally, in Venezuela. And the government, basically, as you said, has the monopoly on violence. And now, in a situation where the government's abject socialist failure has resulted in people essentially starving, slowly wasting away, they can't get food. It's not uncommon for the people who, in theory, could get food. They can't even get it because the truck drivers have been waylaid and robbed by armed brigands. The truck drivers aren't legally allowed to carry guns to defend themselves. So basically, all they can do is try to drive away, but half the time they're... You know, there's all kinds of techniques that the robbers will use to stop them. And it's just a crazy situation. Daniel, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.